Episode 74, Getting Started Recording Your Podcast.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
Hello and welcome to episode 74. This is the second episode in the podcast series that I decided to create since podcasting is such a big deal now. In this episode, I wanted to talk more about the content of recording than the actual podcast logistics. So some best practices and what to keep in mind when you're creating content for your podcast. Each episode first should have an outline. So in fact, I'm actually reading off of my outline still to this day. And I think originally I made some kind of critical mistakes in thinking that I can do something without an outline. So a few mistakes I made was one, I thought I didn't need a script. So I was like, I had the topic of what I wanted to say. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could do this off the cuff. I'm a good speaker. But when it came down to it, I started rambling a lot. So having a script is kind of an important part of it, just if not anything, to keep you on track. Number two, I didn't have a format or template to follow for each show. So some kind of structure where I do an introduction, I do the body, I do my outro, I do my conclusion. It's nice to just, this format could be the same for every show. So you don't have to create one for each show, but just have a format developed so that you can see what the structure of your show is like. It's just like writing an article, right? You have an introduction, a body, supporting comments, and a conclusion, something like that. So number three, recording my outro separately. So there are a few elements to my podcast that are the same thing every time. I recorded those short bits separately so that we could just put it together like a little puzzle at the end of the day. And I can focus on creating the content I want to create to give you the best tips possible. So I only record the parts that change on a weekly basis, not everything. Number four, I didn't really have a social media plan on how to promote the podcast. Obviously, promoting the podcast is really important. My goals in podcasting were never to become a social media star. So it didn't feel important to me at the time, but you're creating so much content that you need to be able to share it or else there really is no point. And you can share it in lots of different ways. Visually in quotes, you can share it with audio snippets of the bigger podcast, or you can share the whole podcast. So create a social media plan of how you're going to share the podcast, when you're going to share it, and what that's going to look like. So now that we've covered those three, four mistakes that I kind of started off making, I wanted to share some things that I think you should think about for the body or the meat, the content of the podcast. First thing, introduction music or an introduction commentary. So you might notice this in other podcasts. It's nice to have that if it fits with the theme. So make sure you're identifying music, identifying an introduction that really fits with your theme. I love my introduction. I mean, I've switched it from our original podcast to today, and I love the dramatic sense of it. And I think it really plays into the idea of us doing PR and boosting things. So I picked the person who did our introduction because of just how outrageous it is. So I do realize, if you didn't know, I do realize how funny it is. So that's why I chose it. And I also wanted to choose music that kind of fits the theme of this podcast. So something a little bit lighter. I think with the new intro, we have a little bit more of like a ominous tone. So kind of, you know, you have to match those things up. It's like designing anything. Epidemic Beats is a really awesome platform that we use to license and source our music. So you can check that out. But there's a lot of places where you can get licensed music or license-free music. So make sure that you just follow the rules because you will get flagged or pulled off of the internet or YouTube or wherever. Introduction. Are you going to do your own introduction or are you going to have someone say it for you? So in this case, I did a voiceover introduction for our podcast. I had someone else do it. I liked the contrast between his voice and my voice. You could do your own podcast introduction. So if anyone's ever listened to the 10% Happier app, Dan Harris, who is a TV host, he does his own podcast and he does his own introduction. So that's an example of similar introductions. Maybe you don't need an introduction. Maybe it's just kind of like a title of like saying what the podcast is. You do want to have an introduction of sorts. The length and the like kind of style will vary based on, again, your podcast. But I think it's always nice to give a quick snippet of what people are going to be jumping into. The layout of the podcast and content types. Like, how are you going to create the podcast? What are you going to deliver? What are people going to get out of it? So we have two types of content in this podcast. One is tips and one is interviews. And so I kind of go back and forth between those to kind of have a nice spread. So that's something to consider. And your closing. Don't forget this. This could be all of your call to action, you know, like, subscribe, share, all those things. Have a closing. And originally I did a closing connected to the podcast. And so I would have to remember to say that. And I didn't always remember to do the closing. Later, I determined that it's better. It's the same closing for everyone. I'm going to record that a little bit separately. We'll just slap it on the end like a little sandwich. So it's important to have the closing just for people who are listening to your podcast for the first time or the first few times. They'll maybe listen to the whole thing. There are podcasts that I listen to now where I no longer listen to the closing because I know what it's going to be. It's not that I don't care. I already did those things, those calls to action. Or if I feel like there's going to be something important in the closing or different, then I will listen to it. Sharing on social media. So obviously you want to share your content as many places as possible. So on your podcast, you have the podcast and then all the different channels you want to share to. You might want to repost it on your blog, which we're going to start creating a marketing strategy to repost our podcast on our blog, share on social media. So you can actually share several times. You can share the podcast when it goes live. You can share it a month later to resurge some of the content. This content can be used in so many different ways. So make sure that you're realizing how useful these little pieces of content could be for your business. You could be, and I do this all the time. I refer to it when I'm talking to new business or when I'm talking to someone who asks me a question. I said, oh, well, listen to this podcast. You can get that answer here. So make sure that you know exactly what podcast episodes that you've produced, kind of the gist of each podcast so that you can reuse it in sales and business development or just as reference points. I also share on LinkedIn. I also share on Facebook. So all these different areas where you want to share content and you can reuse it. You don't have to reuse the same piece. You can reuse a different piece of the content. So yeah, just consider, when you're creating the content, that's like a nice big piece of collateral that you have that you can share in many different ways. Last but not least, collaborate with other podcasters. First of all, they know the deal. They understand the dynamics of podcasting. If you've had enough podcasts, I would say at least over 15, then you kind of get the flow and you kind of get comfortable around the microphone and you just have a different presence on a podcast. You know who you're talking to and how you're talking to them. And so aligning yourself or collaborating with other podcasters that understand podcasting is great because you're going to get a really good conversation out of it, no matter what the context is. And they know how to share and they know how to spread the word. So if you collaborate with people who complement what you do. So for me, example, I do PR. I might collaborate with a marketing podcast or a startup podcast or an entrepreneur podcast because I can share my information there without overlapping too much. And even on this podcast, I have other people that are in PR that maybe do different facets of it. So investor relations or crisis communications, areas that we don't really play in as heavily, or social media influencers or something like that. So collaborate with podcasts that can help boost your profile, that feel really synergistic with the content that you're going to be producing. And also podcasters are really nice. They understand like when you get started, you need to have that kind of flow of content. And so typically you'll probably get a little bit of better response before you head to that like Fortune 500 CEO. So start with other podcasters and kind of graduate from there. I hope this was helpful in recording the content of your podcast. The next podcast about podcasts is going to be on marketing. So stay tuned on marketing your podcast, and we'll talk soon.